Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
First, let's begin this hour's e-news with Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys running back. He is one of the most famous athletes to come down with COVID-19, and in a recent interview, he talked about it.
He played for Ohio State, right? I think he did, Tim.
Sounds familiar, but
yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, like people in this area love him.
Well, he was very lucky because he didn't get too sick. He said he had a cough, a little bit of shortness of breath, but it only lasted a few days. He's still not ready to work out yet, though, but he said a lot of people have kids. They may have kids with asthma. Their parents or grandparents may live with them. I do hope we have a season, but it has to be right.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So right. the latest source close to the NFL is saying that the NFL is going to let each team decide how many fans can attend its games.
How are they going to do that?
I don't know.
Maybe if you've been a season ticket holder for this
ever.
Many plus years, you get to come in but sit sporadically. And how is that going to be? You know, if you're always on the 50-yard line, you're not going to go upstairs.
Yeah, I don't know. Would you go to a game right now? Would any of you guys go to a large sporting event?
I would go to a baseball game because I feel like you're outside. It's the Reds. The average was 9,000 people at a game last year. So there's room to spread out. I feel mm-hmm. like I would feel safe as long as there was a few people,
you
know, a gap between the rows.
As long as we got a lot of empty seats between us.
Yeah. Plus, I'm wondering if they would let me carry in maybe my own food and drink. You know,
because you don't want something that other people have been touching.
Well, people, the money exchange, you know, like when they bring that little beer thing up to you.
Oh, no.
The beer holder, you know, that guy's like touching money, getting money from beers.
Yeah. I'll go get
they would probably eliminate that guy.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm guessing he wouldn't be. Maybe they only take cards and they. Have you guys been I have been struggling with the plastic baggies over the
park.
Because
I took it off. I was supposed to leave it on.
They don't do any good.
No, not really. And the ones that have been on there a long time have been so crinkled up that it's hard to see what's on the screen.
Right.
Because it's all distorted.
I don't know. I don't know if I would go to a major sporting event. Maybe if I was in a private box by myself.
I mean, listen, before coronavirus, you could go to a Reds game, a businessman special, and that stadium was pretty empty. I mean, you could self-isolate fairly easily then. So, you know, depending on the right circumstances, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you bring up baseball. Are you guys familiar with the wet rag rule?
Uh-uh.
Well, the wet rag rule is something new. I know, just the
say
name
that
alone,
again.
Right? Wet rag rule. Well, it states that a pitcher can keep a wet rag in his back pocket as an alternative to constantly licking his fingers when he's on the mound.
Oh.
Okay. So fans and players are all having a good laugh over it. Former relief pitcher Jeff Nelson said, "Good luck, hitters. Water won't be the only thing on that rag."
Ew.
A Braves writer named Scott Coleman said, "Thankfully, baseball doesn't have a cheating problem." And another guy asked, "Does sweaty fingers touching a ball transmit less germs than a licked finger? I'm not a doctor, but sounds exactly the same to me."
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that. That's gross.
You see people diving out of the way when a pop fly comes into the stands.
Mm-hmm. How is it going to work, too, like when they shower and stuff, like the baseball players? And really anybody, when they go into the locker room, their lockers are right next to each other.
Well, was it?
And they all shower.
Yeah, well, it was one sport, and I don't remember if it was baseball, but they're saying you shower at home, that you don't, you no longer shower at the ballpark.
So you get in the car disgusting and drive all the way home?
Yep.
A New York-based bidet company announced this week that it is offering to pay someone $10,000 to study their bathroom habits over the summer. So this would be your job by night, and then you could have a regular job bidet.
The European Union is considering a ban on travelers from the U.S. over the coronavirus failures.
Bad news is you can't go to Europe. The good news is your friend can't come back from Spain being like, it's pronounced Barcelona.
An extremely rare Star Wars action figure has gone up for auction and is expected to sell for more than $225,000. Apparently, it's an intricately sculpted figure of a female audience member.
641. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102, mix of sun and clouds today. Possibility of a passing shower and a high around 82. Right now, 60 with Jeff and Jen. This week, an unreleased Eminem track leaked online where Eminem disses Diddy's network, Revolt. Revolt heard it, and they responded saying that they are a black media company who are busy being a platform for all the social justice issues of today. So Eminem coming at them right now is an unneeded distraction, as they put it.
I can understand that.
And is not okay. So how did Eminem shoot back? He actually didn't. In fact, he said, quote, "I agree with Revolt. This is an unnecessary distraction. I never meant for that verse to be heard. I was heated in the moment and thought better of it and decided to pull it back. I don't have any issues with Revolt, and I'd actually welcome the opportunity to work with them on some positive things and turn this in a different direction."
How about that?
How about that? Revolt has yet to publicly respond, but look at Eminem grow.
I like that. I imagine, though, that he has written a lot of lyrics that he wouldn't want the public to read because he probably vented a little bit, expressed himself.
Just how he was feeling in the moment.
Took a step back. Yes.
Free flowing.
Right. Took a step back.
He has a lot of
a little bit more
high anger emotions at times. So I'm sure there's a lot of rage maybe coming out in the lyrics.
It's a lot of expression.
Yeah. Every now and then.
Of every thought, whether he believes it or not.
It was just what he was feeling in the moment.
It's what I was feeling in the moment.
Right.
It's not necessarily how I'm feeling now.
Yep. So it'll be interesting if someday, you know how after an artist dies, all of their...
Like Tupac's.
Their vault comes out and they've got, you know, 800 songs.
Yeah.
To see what Eminem was thinking, right? So here we go. I don't think this is a very good idea, but there is a 3-day music festival happening less than a month from now, July 16th through the 18th in Ringel, Wisconsin.
Hmm.
The bands are Static X, Dope, Boba Flex, Royal Bliss, and Nonpoint.
Well, we got to go to that.
Right? Well, the festival started billing itself as the Herd Immunity Fest, which, of course, is just dumb.
Right.
Social media. Like, oh, God. Social media just lit into them, and Nonpoint ended up dropping out. So Spider One from Power Man 5000, you know, one of my favorite bands, summed up the whole thing perfectly. He said, "A title is basically saying to their fans, come see us and we hope you get sick. What the actual bleep?" So Power Man 5000 is not and never was booked for the show. After all of this went viral, the festival did some damage control, saying they're only selling 20% of the venue's capacity, so everyone has the ability to social distance, and they are no longer calling it the Herd Immunity Fest.
Oh, no.
Well, that's
but the music, festival is still on, but they're not calling it that anymore.
Okay. Well, you wanted to go to a show.
I mean, you could pretty much call any... thing a herd immunity festival right now where you're going to find a ton of people all on top of each other.
Meanwhile, the murder of George Floyd and the events that followed and continue to transpire are going to have a profound effect on television cop shows. In fact, changes are already in the works. There were 4 episodes of Brooklyn Nine-Nine already written for the upcoming season, but they've been scrapped. Terry Crews said, "We had a lot of somber talks about it and deep conversations, and we hope through this we're going to make something that will be truly groundbreaking this year. So we have an opportunity, and we plan to use it the best way possible. We have to start over, and right now we just, you know, we don't know which direction it's going to go in." But, yeah, I mean, that's, can you imagine, you know, the amount of work that goes into these episodes, and then you just got to stop everything, scrap it, and start from scratch and figure out what your approach is going to be.
Do over.
Be interesting.
Yep. We've got a new science fiction movie coming out called Bee, and it's going to be the first film ever to rely on an artificially intelligent actor an AI actor.
Oh.
The movie follows a scientist who discovers dangers associated with a program he created to perfect human DNA and helps the artificially intelligent woman he designed escape.
Hmm.
So the woman's going to be played by Erica, an actual AI robot.
Wow.
Her creators taught her the craft by applying the principles of method acting to artificial intelligence. If this isn't freaking you out just a little bit, I think you may want to take another look at it.
It is freaking me out.
Erica has no life experiences. She was created from scratch to play the role. We had to simulate her motions and emotions through one-on-one sessions, such as controlling the speed of her movements, talking through her feelings, and coaching character development and body language.
Wow.
If they can teach a robot to do that,
how do they not teach it to do everything?
Jeez. Yeah, you want to see a freaky movie, watch Ex Machina. And it's about like a guy who's kind of like, you know, ahead of a young hotshot head of a tech company who's a big time programmer at a huge internet company. And he wins a contest that enables him to spend a week at the private estate of this CEO that creates this stuff. And he's basically unwittingly in this experiment as the human component in a sort of a face-off between him and an intelligent artificial life form.
Mm-hmm.
What's it on? Netflix?
I don't know. You'd have to
Didn't
find
it. Win
it.
A bunch of awards.
Oh.
Yeah, it might have. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's so well done. The special effects are crazy.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.